Of course, it is more than Foles in the passing game, Bo. It all starts for the Eagles at the line of scrimmage in the run game. The Eagles leading the league last year in run offense. This year, the run game has been pretty non-existent the last 3 weeks.
And, of course, last season, all five offensive linemen played all 16 games for the Eagles. That, of course, has not been the case this year. Only Jason Peters playing all four games at the same position. The Eagles get Lane Johnson back on the roster this week, but we don't know necessarily how ready to go he's going to be and how this offensive line is going to look. Do Chip Kelly and the guys want to put Wade Smith in there, give him a look? I think Chip Kelly is a little frustrated with what he's getting up front. We got to see what he wants to do this week against St. Louis.
So ideally, Lane Johnson would come back and start at right tackle. Todd Harriman would slide over to right guard. Matt Tobin would stay at left guard in that center position, either David Mulk or Wade Smith. That remains to be seen. A long way to go between now and Sunday when the Rams come to Lincoln Financial Field. But LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, really, really effective in that first game against Jacksonville. Not so these last couple of weeks. Defenses have keyed on them, and not only in the run game, but in the short passing game, Eagles just unable to stay on the field and keep drives going. So it's been a struggle for the Eagles, and you kind of anticipate that. We saw that in 2012, how all of these injuries up front impact what an offense can do.
Now, this Rams defense is one that was very good last season but has been very leaky in these first three games. You're hoping that you can get guys like Zach Ertz going again like you got him going in the first 2 weeks of the season. Get Riley Cooper going a little bit. He has been mostly non-existent for this offense. Jeremy Maclin, though, has been a stud, I think, all season long.
Yeah, the offense, certainly some pieces clicking, some not clicking as much, and a lot of inconsistency, and that's why the Eagles are searching for answers offensively. Now, the defensive side of the football, a lot of good things happening for the Eagles at 3-1, four games into this regular season. And when we return to Eagles 360, we talk about the D and some of the big plays that side of the ball has made through four games.